right, I'm going to go over the study guide for the second quiz regarding the Declaration of Independence and the events that kind of lead up to the Declaration. So, looking at your study guide for this particular quiz, the first thing asked, define the Enlightenment. The Enlightenment was the time period in the world history in which, specifically starting in Europe, where humans relied more on reasoning and insight and prior experience to kind of tell them how the world worked. Science, you know, they used a lot of science and mental reasoning to kind of support this era. And out of this, several things became more important. The first thing that became important was the idea of science, the idea that you can use science to explain the world. And sort of the counter opposite, what became less important was religion. Prior to this, you know, religion kind of explained everything. You know, why did things happen? God lets it happen. You know, not to say that's an incorrect or inaccurate belief, but during this time, you know, people like Isaac Newton and other scientists started emerging. You know, why do things, you know, Isaac Newton, why do things fall to the earth? Because gravity exists. And so that was what was emerging during this time. The other thing that became excessively important was the idea of self-government, which means democracy. The idea that the people are the ones who control or should make the governments and have right over the government. And sort of the counter opposite of democracy is what became less important was the idea of monarchies became less important, where one ruler sort of decided everything for everybody in the entire country or kingdom. So those are the ideas for the Enlightenment. So what became more important? Democracy and science. What became less important? Monarchies and religion. In regards to divine rights, to define divine right, this is the belief that God gives a single ruler the power to rule over a people. And this was sort of the belief for many monarchies up until the Enlightenment period. So this was sort of a pre-Enlightenment idea. What took its place was this idea of natural rights. And what that refers to is kind of goes down to that graphic organizer below. But natural rights is that basically the humans are the ones who create government for one sole purpose, to protect, so the government can protect individual rights, specifically the natural rights. The natural rights are, you know, life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. Pursuit of happiness means property. So where does the right to govern come from? Under divine rights, the right comes from God. Where do the people's rights come from? They come from the ruler, the king, or the queen. And what happens if a government violates people's rights? Nothing happens to them. So that's divine rights. That's that graphic organized below. Natural rights is different in many ways. And under natural rights, people are the one who govern or who give the ruler or leader the right to govern. Where do the rights come from? God gives, our Creator gives us our rights. And if a government ever tries to take away our rights or violate our rights, you know, they take away someone's right to life or liberty or property, what that means is that the people have a right, a duty, an obligation, responsibility to change that government. The word I used in class was abolish. You know, abolish can mean several things. You know, you can either destroy it in sort of like a coup d'etat fashion, or you can vote out the government and replace it with a different government. Of course, the first one is pretty messy, and usually a lot of people get killed. Voting, on the other hand, this is which kind of defines our country. You know, if we don't like a government, we vote them out. Looking at the last election, there were many Americans who were upset with the Republican Party, so what they chose to do is they ended up voting a lot of Democrats in throughout the country, and that also being Barack Obama. So we had a change, we had a huge swing in political party and power with the 2006 and 2008 elections. Going down, what are the two ideas about human nature in regards to the Enlightenment and Declaration of Independence? The first one is that all humans are created equal. That's sort of the belief that came out of the Enlightenment. You find that phrasing, but I think the exact phrasing of the Declaration is all men are created equal, but we interpret that to all human beings. The second one is that people are given are given certain rights by God or their creator. They're called unalienable rights. Unalienable means that they can't be taken away. We also refer to these as natural rights. These unalienable or natural rights are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And again, pursuit of happiness means property. In regards to the next question, what are the four ideas about government and the Declaration of Independence? The first one is that people make a government. All right? And because people create a government, all right, and they give that government power, that the government is elected by the people. So number two is government's power is just when it's elected by the people. The third one is that unjust governments are to be changed by the people. An unjust government are governments that take away people's natural rights. And the next, last one is the government's. Since people make governments, since they put people into power, and they can change unjust governments, the government has one sole purpose. And that sole purpose is the government must protect people's safety and happiness. They must protect people's life. They must protect people's liberties. And they must protect people's pursuit of happiness or property. So those are the ideas about government in the Declaration of Independence and coming from the Enlightenment. The next question asks, what impact did John Locke have on Thomas Jefferson? Locke was the guy that kind of came up with the idea about equality and natural rights. That, in a sense, people have natural rights that can't be taken away. Pretty much all of the social contract and the ideas about humanity came from John Locke. Thomas Jefferson had an infatuation with John Locke's political philosophy, and he implied all of the Declaration of Independence into that. The next question, define the social contract. This is basically the ideas about government. One, people create a government, right? Because they create a government, all right? Two, the government has a responsibility to protect people's rights. Three, if they don't protect people's rights, the people can abolish or destroy the government. And four, if they destroy the government, they have a responsibility. It's like the idea what your parents say, if you make a mess, you got to clean up after yourself. So if they destroy or take away a government's power, they must replace it with another type of government that can protect people's rights. So that's the social contract. Next question, what was the Declaration of Independence main point? Basically declare independence from Great Britain. Who took part in the Declaration Writing Committee? There was five people involved. Those five people, Thomas Jefferson was the main writer of the Declaration. People who helped edit the Declaration, there was a guy named Robert Livingston. He was a signer of the Declaration of Independence. A guy named Roger Sherman, Benjamin Franklin, and of course, John Adams. Next question, what are the three sections of the Declaration of Independence? The first section is a statement on human rights and equality. All right. The second section is a list of grievances or complaints against King George III. And the last portion is a formal statement declaring independence from Great Britain, saying that we are now forming our own country. They really didn't define what that was at that point. Like, you know, what is the fact of our country? They didn't do that until after the American Revolution was over with. This is the last one is the tricky one. All right, many students kind of got this wrong on the quiz. It was one of the more missed ones on that Declaration of Independence quiz. When was the Declaration of Independence adopted by the Second Continental Congress? It was adopted on July 4th, 1776. There's so many different discrepancies and debates. Some people say it was actually on July 2nd. That's when it was first really introduced to the Second Continental Congress. It was finally adopted on July 4th. But not everybody didn't officially sign it, though, until August 2nd. But the date you really want to know is July 4th. This is, of course, Independence Day. And the last question. What battles took place prior to the signing of the Declaration of Independence? The answer, of course, is Lexington and Concord. So make sure you study hard, all right? There's a lot of information here. Some of it's sort of theoretical and complex, and so you want to make sure you know it. So good luck, and I will see you on Tuesday.